Yer, what's happening? It's your boy, Sir. I'm back on this illustrious Friday. I want to apologize to everybody who's like, damn, where this nigga been at? I've been behind the scenes, man. I've been working. A lot has happened, and I figured I'd do this episode for a couple reasons. One, I wanted to give a break to some of the content that I've been storing, that I've been posting. You know, I've been posting a lot of kickback stuff, nothing recent. And if you've been part of the show, you know, that was like a month ago, you know, actually 2 months ago now that I think about it. So I want to give an update, let y'all know I'm still alive. Goddamn, I'm still here. Currently, let's start from the top. So one, I had a house fire. Yeah, nigga had a house fire. I ain't tell anybody but like three people because it was private. You know, I didn't want to worry anybody because people overreact. But essentially, Ash and I was asleep. She noticed the AC unit sparked fire and woke me up. I went to go check it out. And as soon as I got up, the entire power to the house went out. Boom. So I go to the circuit breaker to, you know, flip the switch. And I notice her room is filled with smoke. So now I'm panicking because I'm like, fuck. You know, Ash does, she has planners. She has a planner business. And that is basically paper, which is fuel for a fire. So I'm trying to make sure I'm paying attention and spotting any sparks or any flames if there are. So I open the circuit breaker, but when I grab the door, I notice it's hot. I open it and I have the flashlight there and it's completely burned out. Like, I look at the wall, you can see where flames were. The entire circuit breaker was in flames and just burnt up. So Ash is freaking out, understandably. So I tell her to take the dogs out to the back. We take the dogs to the back. I call the fire department. They come. They, you know, bring their big ass fan, blowing goddamn dirt and shit all in my house. Blowing my little, just blowing my papers, my mail, blowing shit everywhere. And they go and check it out. And they're like, yeah, man, it's gone. Like, that entire panel is donezo. So I'm like, okay. He was like, yeah, you need to call your landlord so we can get this going. He was like, now another thing is the power is still going to the house. We need to go to the outside and remove the panel so it cuts power. So, you know, nothing else is affected. I'm like, all right, boom. So the guy goes out there. He removes the panel. He was like, all right, you good to go. And I'm like, all right. So at this point, my neighbor comes out and she's freaked out too because she thinks our lives are in danger. Our neighbor is a really sweet old lady. Shout out to Miss Debbie. She came out and she gave us a hug. She was glad to see us. She was checking on us if we needed anything. She even took our dogs in her yard because, you know, they were freaking out. They were like, oh, is my parents okay? Like, they were barking, but it was like, if you have dogs, you know there's a difference between an intruder bark and, hey, I'm scared bark. So she took our two Rottweilers and put them in her yard. And me and Ash just sat there because there was nothing we could do. Three goddamn fire trucks, and this is like 4 a.m. And we just there. So now my brain is going. You know, I'm like, damn, what I'm going to do? There's no way I can preserve food. Like, I don't know what to do. So we put, we open the door so it'll air, like the air out. And keep the house cool because this happened in the beginning of November. Excuse me, in the beginning of September. So, and part of my sniffling and my allergies are kicking my ass. This happened in the beginning of September. And we were like in the prime of a heat wave. Like, with the index, I think it was like 106, 107. And now we have no power. Right. So, I can't go back to sleep. She can't go back to sleep. So we just sit there. And around 8 o'clock or so, my landlord comes. He's looking around. You know, he gets pictures. He makes sure we're okay. And my neighbor, thank God for my neighbor. My neighbor comes and she's like, hey, guys, can y'all hear me? She's knocking at the door. And we're like defeated. So we go and see what she wants. she's carrying an extension cord. And I'm like, huh? She was like, here's an extension cord, and here's a three-way surge protector. Plug up your refrigerator so you don't lose your food. I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. So we take that and we attach a surge protector. We connect a TV, both of our fans, and the refrigerator. And that was basically it. Now, the electricians come out. He's like, oh man, yeah, it's burnt up, but this could be a one-day job. I'm like, oh shit, okay, bet. Keep in mind, this is Saturday. So bam, my landlord is like, yo, I'm gonna need the fire report when it gets it. So just call, you know, tomorrow. You know, we'll get the ball rolling. So I'm like, well, the electrician said this is a one-day job. He was like, oh, okay. Didn't hear anything else about that. So I'm sitting there thinking the electrician was gonna start that day. That was not the fucking case. He didn't start. So we sat there all day Saturday. Sunday comes, they come, and literally all they did was cut the wall, like the sheetrock around the panel, to see how bad the damage was. Boom, left. They literally came for like 30 minutes, cut the wall, looked at it, left, didn't say anything. So I'm like, okay. So I call my landlord. I'm like, yo, they just cut the wall to look at the wiring. That was like 4 hours ago. Are they coming back? Oh, let me call them and see. Didn't hear anything back from my landlord. So after like 2 more hours, I hit up my landlord. I'm like, look, do I need to take off tomorrow? He's like, yeah, because it looked like they're going to come Monday and go ahead and start. It was like, but typically we try to wait for the insurance stuff to get going so I could, you know, so he could pay him. So boom, I have to wait till Monday now. All right, bam, Monday comes. All right, they actually get started. They start cutting out the old stuff. And keep in mind, this nigga told me this was going to be a one-day job. Cutting out the old stuff, boom, leave, don't come back. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, he's not communicating to me what's what. He was like, well, look like they should be able to finish it Tuesday. I'm like, okay, so I need to take off Tuesday. All right, bam, take off Tuesday. Now, keep in mind, I just came back from a vacation. So my PTO is getting chewed the fuck up now. You feel me? Like, when I took a vacation after my birthday, well, for my birthday, I took off a full work week. So to those of you that don't know, that's 40 hours. You know, so you feel me? Do you pick up what I'm putting down, goddamn? So my sense of urgency is like, yo, I don't want my PTO to go to zero, you know, because shit, it's about to be the holidays. Something happened, I might get sick, you know? So goddamn. Tuesday come, they get majority of it done. Actually, they put in a new panel, new wiring, all that shit. And this is when I find out that this house has actually caught on fire before for the same shit, for wiring. So what it turns out is when the house was updated, you know, and fixed and all that shit, they never replaced the wiring. They never updated the circuit breaker, any of that. So it was just running on this 50, 60-year-old shit. But with all the, you know what I'm saying, with all the stuff me and Ash got, like, I got computers, we got big screen TVs, you know what I'm saying, flat screen TVs, all that shit, that house ain't handled, you know, to facilitate that, you know. So boom, all right, still no power on at the end of Tuesday, even though they finished. So dude come to me, he was like, look, I'm gonna be honest with you, we should be able to get it up and running. But it looked like it's about to storm. I'm like, what you mean? As soon as I said that, boom, big ass flash of lightning hit. Now, you might be thinking, but he on the inside. But look, the panel that connects to the inside is outside, and that's connected to a power line. Do you pick up what I'm putting down? So he was like, all right, man. So I'm going to finish this work, but there's going to have to be an inspection done by the city. I'm like, okay. It's like, I'm going to call my mans. Give me your phone number. More than likely, because it's stormy, he ain't going to come today. I'm like, God damn. Like, at this point, I'm fed up. Because it's been since Saturday morning. I ain't had no food. I'm living off a surge protector, goddamn. And it's going to be Wednesday, goddamn. Wednesday. Wednesday. So I'm like, all right, man. Boom. Just call me. Woo, 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 woo. All right, so that night, we managed to extend the extension cord to the surge protector to put a window unit in our bedroom. So now we got cool air in our bedroom to sleep in. And so I'm laying by the phone, waiting on this phone call. The phone call never comes. Keep in mind, he's supposed to be telling me when to expect to come. So I'm like, y'all, I got to go to work tomorrow. So I was like, fuck it. I go to work. Everybody checking on me. Yo, how you doing? You got your power back? Now, because my people love me, of course they're asking me that. But I'm agitated because I don't have power back. And then when they hear that, they want an explanation. And, you know, telling that story 4 to 5 times, you get frustrated. So I just get them in a group and I just tell them what happened. They're like, God damn. Ooh. So cool. Wednesday comes. Don't hear anything. So I called my, it was about like, I get to work at 6. It was about noon. I'm like, hey man, any word, anything? I ain't hear nothing from old buddy. Can you give me his supervisor's information so I can call his supervisor and get what I need? And he was like, man, he could hear the frustration in my voice. Because one thing about me, I don't cuss at you. You know what I'm saying? I don't disrespect you like that. And I ain't cussing him. But he could sense the frustration of my next phone call is probably going to be me cussing. So he calls the supervisor. He calls me back. He's like, hey, Mr. Evans, just wanted to let you know. All right, so the electricians are done, right? So what needs to happen is the inspection needs to get done. I'm like, okay. He was like, the only thing is that's done by the city of Mobile. That's nothing on us. We have to just wait. I'm like, but the dude told me he could get him out there and he was going to tell me the info. Whatever. What the fuck ever. So I go home for work that day, right? And I go to the panel just to go look. On the inside, everything looks neat. Something says, go, Jeremy, go look on the outside. I go look on the outside. Boom, City of Mobile sticker. Inspector already been here. And he slaps the sticker next to this big ass on-off switch. And I'm like, is this the switch for my power? Because it turns out, motherfucking Alabama Power has been there too. They've connected everything. I'm good to go. I just need to turn this switch on. So I call my landlord. I'm like, yo, because this ain't my house. You feel me? I'm like, yo, look like the inspector been here. I think I'm good to go. He was like, great, but do not turn that switch on until the electricians get there. And I'm like, what you mean, bro? We're so close. He was like, well, because if something goes wrong, I want it to be them that messed up and not you. I was like, damn, I get it. But I'm so close. But I'm like, okay, I get it. Now, at this point, it's like 3 o'clock, right? And I'm like, my landlord coming back, he's like, the electrician's on their way. Cool. It's 3 o'clock. My dogs are looking at me. I'm looking at my dogs. My dogs looking at me. I'm looking at my dogs. I'm looking at my refrigerator. I'm pacing around the house. I hate waiting on somebody else when my life could be made so much better. Like, I literally hate that. I know patience is a virtue, but when you've been dealing with this shit for 4 or 5 days of not having power, you're kind of sick of it. Not to mention, I come home and something happened where my neighbor's extension cord ceased to get power. So now everything is off again. Everything is off. So what I think happened, because my neighbor had went on vacation, I think she thought because, she saw all the repairs and stuff and she might have seen the inspector out there, she probably was like, oh, okay, we can just unplug it because, they're good. No. You know what I'm saying? That's not it. So, goddamn. Motherfucking. Electricians come 2.5 hours later. They go in there, they flip the switch. We go inside, we check everything. We turn on all the circuits. The fans start turning, power start coming on. I hear all the beeps and boops and all that shit. Great. Awesome. Turn on the central A unit. Starts blowing. Cool. Bam. Got power, right? You think that's the end of my story? Fucking no. 1 day later, I notice that the house ain't getting as cool, man. I come home from work and it's goddamn still like 85 in the house. So I stick my hand under the AC. The AC is blowing, but it's not really blowing hard. So I'm like, oh no. Oh no. So I go outside to check the AC unit. The unit is not spinning. If you know, it's getting power, but it's not moving. I checked the circuit breaker on the AC unit, on the central unit. It's powered on. Gotta call the landlord back. At this point, I'm so frustrated. I'm like, I'm just gonna text him because I don't feel like talking to anybody. Boom, Friday. The electricians come out. I have to leave work to come home. I left work on my lunch break, come home. They're looking at the system. They see, wait a minute. Why is it wired this way? The wiring from the AC unit to the panel. Now, if you don't know, electricians color code their ground and their power, you know, wiring. Turns out, whoever connected this house to the goddamn AC unit used two of the same color wires. Yep, two of the same fucking colors. So you have to guess what's what. So what that means is a circuit breaker tripped. And it puts it in the middle, so where you think you turn it on, you're actually turning it off. So now they gotta fix that. So now they gotta run wire all the way from the goddamn central air unit to my panel again. I'm like, y'all, I gotta go back to work. Y'all have ate up my PTO. And they're looking at me and they're like, man, what you wanna do? You wanna come tomorrow? You want us to come tomorrow? You want us to stay? I'm like, well, I got dogs, bro. I can put them in the living room, shut the doors, but don't you open them goddamn doors. And they look at each other. I'm like, look, man, I understand. I just want to get this done. I want to have air and electricity. The electrician's like, man, I get it. I want to get this job done too. You know what? Fuck it. We'll stay. So I leave the door unlocked. I go back to work. I come back home. It's running. Woo, 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 woo. Cool air coming. Very next day. It's not blowing hard anymore. It's still blowing outside. But the AC unit's not blowing that good anymore. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I cut off the AC unit. I go and buy two window units. They come in the mail. I did them through Amazon and Walmart. We load them bitches up in the walls, in the main room, in our living room, and in our bedroom because we had borrowed the AC unit we had originally. And we hooked them hoes up and show, believe it or not, goddamn, they get our house colder than the actual central unit. So when we turned the central unit off and just ran it on those two window units, the house was down to like goddamn 70 at one point. You feel me? So I'm like, fuck it. We'll just run this because if we want heat, we'll just turn it on. But we'll just do this from here on out. And she's like, I'm with it. So I get my power bill and, you know, it does a graph. Our power consumption was cut in half by what we doing. Now, keep in mind, our power bill was still high because of the previous month. You know, you're always paying in arrears. But our next month is going to be like half. And I'm with that shit. So, yeah, that's what's been going on along with school, along with goddamn losing some of our food, goddamn. And like I said, it's hard when you're doing homework on your phone, bro, like under a candlelight. You feel me? So I haven't had the strength or the mental faculties to record an episode, but that's what's been going on with Sir, man. I hope you stuck through this recording. I love you all. Exciting news. Got a snippet I'm going to be dropping for y'all soon called Boobs, Baps, and Banks. Three talented young ladies who are fucking hilarious recorded a few episodes, and I'm gonna be dropping a teaser on here soon. I figure I'll drop a video teaser to get everybody ready, but episode one will be dropping on the first, you feel me? So shout out to them ladies, Danae, Daphne, and Ashley. They kill it. They're fucking hilarious. I want to give a special shout out to my brother Wyatt over at the Blur Syndicate. I want to give a shout out to my brother Casey, my brother Buck, Jonathan. Those are really the people I told what was going on. No disrespect to anybody else. It's just I needed to talk to some solid guys, you know, and my brother as well. Shout out to my brother. My brother came through with the extra extendo power cord, and I needed that. And just shout out to everybody who didn't freak out and that just looked out for you, boy. I really appreciate you. But that being said, this boy, Sir, I've been sitting here talking for goddamn 20 minutes. I got to get my ass back to work. Y'all be great. Oh, and tonight is motherfucking Love Letters and the Aftermath 2 over at Flavors. So if you're listening to this,
make sure you take your ass over there tonight. It's going down 8 o'clock. Your boy gonna be in there. Sade Carrell, PJ Holiday, goddamn Jovan, motherfucking K Marie, Mr. I'm just being honest, Ebony the Goddess. We got a lineup. And goddamn Duchess Cashmere. So it's gonna be nasty too. So the first half of the show is gonna be love letters and our ode to love, and then after that, it's gonna be nasty. You feel me? All right, y'all. I love you all. Please say the LLC. You're